Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get started. What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all having a fantastic week. Today, I wanted to talk to you about a very important subject. And it goes from those in the beginning of their career right through to those who have been in the industry 3, 4, even 5 years. It's called the results formula, and something that I've cultivated over many, many years, and something I teach to a lot of trainers. And it's ultimately how to ensure you get consistent results. Now, before I get started, I just wanted to remind you that on the 2nd of December, I'm running my personal development and business seminar in London. It's on a Saturday, and as the time of recording this podcast, we are not that far away. So if you haven't got your ticket and you want to come and study the art of personal development, self-mastery, and how becoming a better version of you can help you build a better brand, a better business, help you achieve better results, deliver better marketing, and ultimately allow you to have a more fulfilled career, increase your income, or get closer to your goals and visions. Now, all you've got to do is go to www.m10life.com/education, and then you can book on the personal development and business weekend, which is December the 2nd. And guys, it's only £150 to be able to spend the full day with inspiring, motivated, and a great group of personal trainers all looking to become more successful and achieve better results with their business. So if you've got the time on Saturday, the 2nd of December, come and see me in London and book your place. Now let's get back to the results formula. And this is a topic which I spend a lot of time talking to personal trainers about. And if I'm honest, if you sit there for a second and say, you know, what's probably one of the things that frustrates you more in your career, and it can be the fact that your clients don't really change, or you're not able to get results beyond a certain level. And when I sit down and go through this with a lot of trainers, I often hear them saying that they're studying a lot to do with behavior and psychology and all these sort of things. And I've been there and I've done that, and I have a slightly different take on it, because while studying psychology and behavior is very, very important, there are some key fundamentals as to why and how those systems actually work. So I wanted to just start off with saying to you, the type of people that come and see you, the type of people that you book for consultations, the type of people that inquire into your services, are a reflection of the level of results that you will be able to achieve. Now, look at something in life such as a goal. How often have you not completed a goal? How often have you not set a really valuable, important task ahead of you and not achieved it? Look at what you've achieved right now. You know, you're sat here, you're listening to the podcast because getting better at your craft matters. You've been on courses, you've read books because you're trying to learn all the time because it matters. And then we have people who come to the gym, they speak to a personal trainer, they say they want to change their body shape, but they're not even coming from a place where they truly want to change. They don't truly have a big enough desire to put in place everything that's needed. And to be honest with you, with everything that they read on a day-to-day basis, they believe that exercising is the primary solution. The problem is, as we all know, that the primary solution to achieving results and the type of results which you're able to present to the world to show them how good you are at what you do, they've got to be pretty substantial. Now, if you're a trainer looking for an abdominal style of transformation, guys, remember, these type of results will come later on into your career. These type of results will come as and when you have also deserved the right to train somebody who wants to get to an abdominal level. So what I don't want you, or a six pack or very lean, so I don't want you as a personal trainer right now to be sat there feeling frustrated with yourselves that results aren't happening to the degree that you see on social media. Let me give you a little insight into the stories, my story of kind of results and change. One of the most important things I did early doors was realize that in order for me to get better at my craft, I had to train a lot of people. I had to look at every different scenario that I was coming into and looking at why people weren't responding and what I needed to know more about. And no matter how much I studied, I would still run into the same hurdles with people. But I remembered something. I was going in search of people. So I was almost telling people that they should train with me. Now, the problem with going in search of people and telling people they need to train with you or offering your time to people who hadn't really thought about personal training is, again, these people haven't decided A, that they want to change, and B, they haven't decided they want to change to the degree that you personally want them to. So remember this. How much of the result is what you want to achieve, and how much of the result is what your client wants to achieve? And this was something that was very, very important to me, because if I wanted to get a six-pack transformation, I had to get in front of people that wanted a six-pack. But most of the time, the people that I was coming into contact with were just day-to-day people. And what do day-to-day people want? Well, let's look at the word average. I don't mind using the word average. These people may be exceptional in their career in terms of wealth, family, their career, and they've put every bit of their focus on that. And then you start befriending them and talking to them, and they start to say, oh, well, do you know what? Yeah, I'll give personal training a go. It sounds like something I want to do. But their lifestyle and what they've achieved and who they are, they're not going to want to lose more than 6, 7, 8 pounds. They certainly are not going to want to stay committed to the program for 12, 16, 20 weeks. So the point I'm getting you to here is, in order to be able to get results with people, we've actually got to find the right people. So there are a lot of people out there teaching behavioral courses, and they're teaching psychology courses, and all the information is very valuable. But why do the people being taught this information then struggle to relay it to their clients? Well, they're struggling to relay it to the clients because they're relaying it to people that actually don't want that information. They don't want to be told to change their lifestyle. They don't want to be told to change their habits. They don't want to be told to eat 4 meals a day. They don't want to be told to eat protein at 25 grams with every single meal. What they wanted to do was come to the gym to enjoy training a little bit, and someone like you has spoken to them, and ultimately, they decided to give it a go. Now, flip that round. Mark's been putting his marketing, putting his content out on social media, writing articles, getting in magazines. People are reading my content. People have an opportunity to see over time the results I can achieve with people. And with that, people have an opportunity to learn more about my methodology, to hear more about my methodology. It gets in front of more people before it gets to me, before they come to me. And it gives people the opportunity to decide whether or not my methodology, my systems, my standards, my beliefs, my coaching methodologies are something that they want. It's what I call a pre-qualified lead. Now, imagine this. You're in the gym. Someone comes up to you, and let's say you're called Alex. Someone comes up to you and says, Alex, I've been following you, seeing you train your clients. You look very, very professional. I love the fact you're always pushing your clients, but more importantly, I love the fact that I see your clients changing. I want to change. I want to do really well and improve my body shape, and I'd like to know how long it could take and what I actually have to do in order to achieve it. You, the trainer, turns around and says, well, to be honest with you, I specialize in working with people who really do want to change, and the formula that I use is this. Now, you have two choices. We can take our time for you know, 6 months, and we can install new habits and new systems and new coaching practices and make sure everything is a lot more sustainable. Or we can go 16 weeks and we can really knuckle under. I can see you've got some experience, so I'm ready to go. I'll give you a diet. We'll work hard. We'll train a few times a week together, and ultimately you're going to do really well. Alex turns around and says, hey, do you know what? 16, 20 weeks, I'll give you everything I've got. So what we have already there is we have a commitment. We have a commitment to change. But that commitment to change has come as a result of the client, Alex, following what the trainer was doing. And more than likely hearing from other people about his methodology. Remember, people talk to each other in changing rooms, in social environments. Word gets out about your coaching methodology. Now, let's flip that around to another scenario. We have a client, Sarah. She's in the gym, she's looking around, and she sees you training people every day, doing the similar sort of things, having a good laugh with your clients, and having coffees with your clients, and seeing a very much more relaxed attitude to the coaching system. Sarah goes to the changing room, says to her friends, how are you getting on with your personal trainer? And she says, do you know what? He's lovely. She's lovely. And we have a great time. I'm enjoying it. Exercises get switched up quite regularly. And I've done pretty well. I've lost a few pounds and I'm happy. So with that, Sarah then turns around and says, well, it doesn't seem that hard to me. I'm going to contact the trainer. So out goes Sarah, talks to the trainer. I'd love to work with you. I've heard my friend works with you. Yeah, that's no problem. Let's start next week. As soon as Sarah starts training, she's looking for good fun. She's looking for probably a relaxed type of training because of what she's heard from a friend. And then this snowball effect happens and continues. And all you start getting is more and more Sarahs contacting you and asking you to train them. The type of client that wants fun, doesn't really want to work that hard. And then all you do every single day is spend your time talking to Sarah and your clients about change and about changing habits and about changing behaviors and about changing their lifestyle. But if we look at it, the type of person that these women are, and it could be a guy, they haven't come to you ready to change. They haven't come with the desire to be that type of client that loses 2 stone, that goes on to be a transformation. Now, we don't all have to get transformations. I'm going to make a point here with the results formula and say to you that in the fitness industry nowadays, we don't point out enough of the progress people make. We don't point out the health improvements people make, which really do showcase your skills as a more knowledgeable coach in the area of health. We don't focus on intermediate body composition changes. Your client's training. What about how perfect their execution is? And you get different ways within your marketing to be able to showcase what you do. So with that, people again get an opportunity to build up a case study or an idea in their head about what you do. So I'm going to give you 2 scenarios. Scenario 1 is a trainer that works online. Scenario 2 is a trainer that works in a health club. So you're a health club personal trainer and you want the results formula. And you're struggling right now to help your clients change. Well, I'll give you some news. More than likely, the people you're training right now aren't going to change. You're going to hope they're going to change, but they're going to go into Christmas, they're going to put weight on, and then you're going to spend the whole of January, February, March trying to get them to change. What's the best way to get them, or a new breed of clients, should I say, that are going to be following your systems? I would pick 3 or 4 clients of yours that are really on the cusp of being ready to change. They just need more systems. They need more habits. They need to be worked a little bit harder. They need to see your discipline. They need to see expert coaching. They need to learn. And one of the reasons why people talk about you and that turns into a referral that ultimately means that you will get a better client to train is by them being educated, by people moving away from the training session and saying, that was really informative. I learned a lot. Now, imagine this. If you want a referral, the ideal referral is somebody who will say that their trainer is an educated trainer. The trainer is always got to be enjoyable. You've got to have a great personality. So the education, the enjoyable, okay, results, improvements. And you're not making it fun for the sake of making it fun. And you're also a solution provider. So you're also going out of your way to provide a solution. You're giving a return on the investment that the person's hiring you for. And what we have to do every single day is we have to be working our hardest with the people that are ready to change, with the people that are ready to put the systems in place. Those people in turn, if you're a health club trainer, will refer to their friends. Similarly, it gives you a great opportunity to talk to their friends. But when you talk to people about training, don't talk to people in terms of training's fun, training's motivational. Talk to people about your knowledge. Whenever I talk to anybody about what I do, I actually go right into areas which I know will be of interest to them. I tap into exactly what it is that they want to achieve. And I will explain the reasons why potentially they won't achieve it. I want to be regarded as a trainer that can answer questions, that can get results. I want to be regarded by a trainer that was educational and that helps solve problems. Because the more people regard me as that, the more I'm likely to be referred to. The more people are likely to talk about the standard of quality coaching I deliver. So a lot of trainers will struggle to get results with their clients because they simply aren't providing professional coaching. They're providing personal training. And that's something that I really want you to take away from today. And if you are an online trainer, you have the perfect platform, worldwide platform of social media to spread every bit of your message. It's not all about you training. It's got to be about your clients. It's got to be about things that you're studying. You've got to teach your audience what you know. A lot of problems with trainers who do online coaching. They put a lot of pictures and videos of themselves training, but they don't educate their following. The reason people invest in you is because of what you know, what they see that you can help them with. And trust me, when you get to the point from an online coaching perspective where you're adding consistent value all times, at all times, you will then give people the opportunity to contact you about particular topics that you're talking about, because one part of each one will hit a nerve, and that person will contact you and say, that is exactly me. How do I actually solve the problem? Solve the problem by booking in with you. Then when you book somebody in for your consult, whether it's online, Skype, however you do it, it's at that point you have to be professional with your questionnaires, with the information you find out about them, with the solutions that you provide to them without giving them the actual how-to. And people deem you and see you as a professional trainer from the get-go. They know what your standards, expectations, and service standards are all about. Now, why do I call this the results formula? Because the results formula surely is about dietary manipulation. It's about training manipulations. It's about sleep strategies and fixing digestion and fixing mood, etc. Well, it is. But that stuff works when we have people that want to follow it. You know, if we actually start putting supplement protocols in place and people aren't bothered about their health, then they're not going to take their supplements. If we've got training protocols and programs that we've written for people, they're not going to follow them. They're not going to train them at the intensity you'd like them to do, because it's not something that they're that interested about. You give a lot to people, but they're not prepared and ready to give it back to you. So guys, by all means, think of behavior, think of psychology. Every single one of the methods that you'll learn, whether it's from professors, whether it's from doctors, whether it's from your own research, they do work, but they need to work with people that are ready to change. And I challenge you to look at your results formula that you currently have right now and piece together, are you getting clients that actually do want to change, but they lack the knowledge to be able to do it? When they sit down in front of you, is it something that they want to achieve? What is the desire? What is the reason they're with you? What does being in shape satisfy for them in their life, health, business? Can you relate with them training, getting results, losing body fat, losing weight, to actually satisfying a big part of their life that's important to them? Now, we can do a very good job with relating training to things that are important to us, because guys, not everybody's going to want to love the gym as much as you. You have to remember, guys, that Your clients aren't with you because they want to be you. They're with you because they want to learn from you. So don't expect them to suddenly be a six-pack transformation, but what you can expect of them is progress. What you can focus on all the time is presenting that level of progress, rewarding that level of progress on a consistent basis, letting them know that they're making progress towards their goals. Now, as a personal trainer, I gauge the level of results that I was achieving based on these things. Consistent content. Was I regularly presenting what I know to social media, to my website, to people that I was coaching? And remember, I'm going to throw this back and forwards quite regularly. You don't have to live on social media to grow a following. If you've got 4,000 members in a gym, that is your following. Become an expert in your gym. Make sure every single person in the gym doesn't see you as a personal trainer. They see you as a professional coach. The way to be seen as a professional coach is to educate. It's to solve problems. It's to show progress. It's to have people talking about you not as a fun, motivational person. It's as somebody that is able to solve their problems and help them with the solution by going through your systems. I want you to be looking at your referral rate. What percentage of the business that's coming in is from a referral? You know, for me personally on social media, every time anybody contacts me, they will say, I've followed your work. I've watched your videos. I've been through one of your ebooks. I've been to one of your seminars. I've heard that you speak very well at seminars. I want to be at your seminars. I want to actually develop my skills as a better coach, as you've helped my friend. And you see, everything that I put out, very importantly, I ask trainers that work with me, what is it about me that made you want to work with me? What is it about my methodology? What is it about the results that I've had? You know, you've only got to look at, say, for example, my results that I've got that I've achieved over the last 15 years. It's blatantly obvious to look at those people and know that they committed themselves 110%. However, did I get the opportunity to train that type of person in the early days? No. What I did do in the early days is use the first 3 to 5 years of my experience at getting closer to the ideal type of client that I wanted to work with. Guys, if you are in the market of working with weight loss clients, remember there's a lot of weight loss clients out there that want to change. There's a lot of weight loss people that are unhappy with where they're at. They don't have the skills, but providing that people are referring or you're giving opportunities for people to see your methodologies ahead of time, they get an opportunity to decide whether or not you are right for them. A lot of weight loss problems stem from psychology to start with. They stem from being low in self-confidence, there's a doubt, there's emotion, there's past, whatever it may be. And a lot of people will go down the easy route to start with. They will want the low-calorie diets. They will want the quick fix. I'll be honest with you, as a personal trainer, the weight loss formulas for a lot of people is where you'll find most people starting out because they like to be environments around people. So they'll do the slimming clubs, they'll do the low-calorie diets, and then they will get to the point where they start to educate themselves a little bit more. And when they start to educate themselves, they're going to be wanting to listen to other alternative methods. And if you are not out there, if you are not there for them to read about, whether it's social media, whether it's posters on the wall in the gym, whether it's women talking about you in the showers or the changing rooms, then you are not giving people an opportunity to find out about what you do. So if you bury your head in the sand and you just train clients and you go home and you train clients and you go home and people are known for being fun, you will get a load of other clients that just literally want to be with you because you're fun. So I will tell you, from a results formative perspective, it's about what people are talking about you, how they're talking about you, how your content is perceived on social media. Now, remember, you need to present your case studies. You need to present the journeys that people are going through. Whether it's videos of people working with you and showcasing the key areas that you want people to know about. Remember when you're coaching clients on the gym floor. If I went up to one of your clients that's been with you 6 months and I said, could you do me a favor? Let's say your name's James. Could you do me a favor? Could you explain James's coaching methodologies to me? I challenge you right now to know whether or not your clients actually do know how you coach. Does your client perceive your training to be a workout and great fun? Does your client perceive the programming to be bodybuilding style? Does your client perceive all they do with you is circuit training and fitness? Or is your client able to turn around and say, well, to be honest, I'm blown away by James. The attention to detail that he has in my programming, the attention to detail he has in my health. So we look at digestion, we look at my sleep continually, his attention to detail with my nutrition. So it is varied. I get a lot of choice. He helps me out with my nutrition. And then, you know, when it comes down to my results, you know, of course I've had the odd blip, you know, I've had family engagements, I've had holidays, but then we come back and he explains to me why this is all about. So for me, it's a journey, it's a process, education. But I tell all my friends, you know, if you're going to work with James, this is really what you should expect. That, my friends, is what the results formula is all about. That is the process by which you take your time to get people to get to know you, your methodologies and your systems. And I'll be honest with you, I have studied the psychology side of stuff at length. I've done personal development for 14 years. And I will promise I can tell you this right now, that if you suffer with low self-confidence, if you suffer with limiting belief in yourself, if you suffer with any doubts, fears, emotions, whether they're from the past or whether it's recent, whether you lack your knowledge or you have low self-confidence with your own knowledge, these will play a massive part in your ability to be able to help somebody achieve a result, because your energy will come across like you're not confident or sure with what you know. Remember, people that aren't particularly knowledgeable about an area are looking to you for inspiration, confidence, and your energy and motivation. It's very clear to me when I sit down with a personal trainer and I say, could you talk me through your methodologies? They don't know their methodologies. They haven't worked hard to develop the methodologies, or they're stuttering and they're very unconfident about what they do with their clients. And that's because they don't know. And then we go back to what I've been talking about earlier, is the fact that it's all about becoming better at your systems, cultivating your systems, knowing what works, looking over every single client that you've had, being able to, I've talked about this on some of my Insta stories, it's very, very important for you to document what you see. It's very important for you to know where your clients have come from. Ask people that sign up with you, where did you hear from me? Because if it's a referral, you know that people are speaking right about you. You must have your questionnaires to look at the limitations that may be faced with that particular client. But then if you're going to then work with a client and you doubt your knowledge, you have low self-confidence, low self-esteem, then that energy is going to be resonated with the client. And what you will try and do with the session to fulfill your energy is make it fun rather than educational. So I challenge you. You've not got very long. If personal development, self-doubt, limiting beliefs in yourself, a lack of clarity of the type of coach you want to be. Remember, you don't have to be a physique coach. You could be specializing in increasing muscle tissue and just losing body composition. So more body composition coaching or fat loss coaching. You don't have to be looking at putting bigger shoulders, tapered back and tiny waist on people and moving more into the physique market. It's important that you know where you fit in the industry, because a lack of clarity is going to pass off that energy to your clients. And do you know what? All of this I'm talking about is not necessarily going through psychology and behavior for your clients. It's about making sure you are 110% in the right place, learning the right information, having people talk about you so that you get the right level of referral and people coming into the business. Or when you talk to people, you're able to confidently say what you do so they have an opportunity to make a decision of whether or not you're the right trainer for them to help them move forward. And this is a lot of stuff that I will cover on the Personal Development Weekend, guys, on the 2nd of December. So if it's something you want to go through more of, then please just use the notes below in iTunes and you can click through to the link and I'll see you there. So the results formula may have challenged you. It may have challenged you to think, well, I'm spending all this time saying, right, I'm telling my client that they should be following their diet. I'm telling my client they should be doing this, but they're not following it. Remember, guys, how far back in time have your clients come from? Are your clients coming back from an alcohol social life? Are your clients coming to you from a 7 years of not training? Are they coming to you from an obese level? Are they coming to you from a low self-confidence level? You've got to remember that we attract people into our world. Our energy brings people into our world. To be honest, I only have to look at the type of coaches that come on my physique camps. I only have to look at the type of coaches that come on my seminars, trainers that I mentor all over the world. They're driven action takers. They know that I'm going to tell them what to do because they've asked me what to do, and then they do the work. Now, I don't have many trainers that will come in and say, I want to change, and then I have to spend day after day after day telling them to do stuff. Because I've got to the point where people understand from watching my systems and watching how I work that action takers make progress rather than procrastinators, rather than people with low self-confidence. And a lot of people with low self-confidence will benefit from listening to the podcast because they will start to realize that I really do place an emphasis on the ability to achieve results with your clients stems from you. Guys, a motivated, in shape, inspiring, happy, energized personal trainer with knowledge, doesn't have to be 10 years worth of knowledge, with knowledge, the ability to be able to go away from a situation, research, come back to the client and explain to them why they couldn't explain what they could explain, they tried to explain yesterday. They've gone away. The client turns around and says, wow, thank you for finding that out. It's helped me a great deal. I'll implement that into my programming or into my nutrition, and hopefully that'll make a difference. Now, you don't have to achieve fat loss with your clients every single week. We know when you explain to your clients that it's not linear. There are physiological reasons why people don't change. Hormonal reasons, cellular reasons, you know, all the physiology stuff that we really, a lot of people struggle to understand, especially in the early stages of their career. So what you should be able to do, therefore, is empower your clients with the knowledge of what they could potentially expect. So going back to what I said a second ago, an inspired, happy, motivated trainer who trains themselves, don't have to be muscular, who has worked through their own personal development, has shared with other people their own personal development, their own journey, and the clients are seeing them progress, they will only refer people that want the same. And trust me when I tell you this, it's not about getting referred people that want big muscles. It's about being referred people who are ready to change. And I studied a course 6-7 years ago, which was all about being ready to change. And one of the things that's taught is actually highlighting to people that they're not ready to change and giving them the necessary advice, coaching principles that can give them the option to change. But the problem is my coaching methods are not going to work on somebody who doesn't want to change. When we talk about improving gut health, we talk about improving the mind, we talk about improving liver function, we talk about improving insulin sensitivity, we talk about exercise execution. You know, when you're trying to do exercise execution, when you're trying to get people to train better with load, they've got to be interested in your methodology. They've got to know that you're going to take them through something that they're going to have to be involved with and their heads are going to have to be in the game. Most trainers think that clients aren't interested in the weight training, so they do beasting sessions and circuits and all sorts of stuff because they think that they have to make the session fun. Guys, in order to get results, it doesn't all have to be fun. In fact, the results you've got to achieve in terms of lifting weights and doing minimal levels of cardio and sticking to your diet and being very structured with your nutrition, they're things that most people won't necessarily enjoy in the early days. But I tell you what they will enjoy. They'll enjoy the results. They'll enjoy the progress that they'll make. So don't make your business based on enjoyment. Don't make your referrals based on fun and motivation. Make your referrals and your content and your marketing about what you know, about what you can help people achieve. Let people have a snippet of your life. Let people understand that there is a person behind you. There is also knowledge behind you. Present your results. Remember that if you are a year into your into the industry, 6 months into the industry, you have to earn your crust. You have to work the gym floor. You have to pick up clients. You have to learn about your clients' behaviors. You have to learn what you don't necessarily want from a client. And then you start to cultivate the type of clients that you want over time. And remember that cultivation comes from the message you portray to other people. It comes from the content that you present. And it gives people a better opportunity to choose you rather than you having to go out and choose them. And I'll be honest with you, if you're looking for results as a trainer throughout your career and a better reputation, it starts with you. It builds on with what people say about you. It builds on with the content that you share with people. And ultimately, you will achieve better results over time and your career will progress. Guys, this is a subject that I love talking about. This is a subject which I am passionate about helping more personal trainers with. But please don't sit there and think, I'm doing all this in terms of helping clients, but you fail to realize that if it's you that's limiting yourself, if you truly are not an authentic, enjoyable, happy trainer and you're doing it for a job, you've got to remember your clients are going to pick up on that. They'll see you're uninterested. And if they see you're uninterested and they need motivation, they're not getting it from you, they'll just dive back into their old habits. So study psychology, study behavior, but study you, take yourself on a better path. And the more that you inspire and motivate people, the more that they'll feel inspired and motivated to go along the journey with you, achieve better results, tell more people, live a happier, fulfilled, leaner life. So we've come to the end of the podcast. I really hope you enjoyed it. Remember guys, 2nd of December, come and see me in London. The link is in the iTunes notes. Have a fantastic day. If you enjoyed today's podcast, guys, please leave me a review and leave a comment, as I will be picking one winner from all of the comments left on this show to win a half an hour Skype podcast with me personally to cover any topic to do with your business, your brand, your own personal development. I know that's going to be very valuable to one lucky winner. So please leave a review, leave a comment, and I will pick one lucky winner next week on Wednesday. Thank you, guys.